Good morning. Joining us on the line now is Ben Lovell. He had to have his leg amputated in 2017 due to a blood clot. He'd never really climbed a mountain until fairly recently when he climbed England's three highest peaks, a feat that took him 27 hours. He runs a fitness boot camp and holiday retreat in Tenerife called Amp Camp, Holidays for Amputees. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Morning, Hannah.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, fine, thank you. Thanks so much for joining us. So tell me first of all, if you can, if we can go back to 2017, what happened? I mean, a life-changing event for you, obviously.
Yeah, it certainly was. I started with cramp. I started getting cramp in the back of my right leg. And I got taken to hospital on the 31st of July. I had a white foot and no pulses. Tried to give me a bypass on 19th of September, but that failed, so I had to elect to have my leg off for a better way of life. So I did that on the 29th of November 2017.
Wow! And how did you feel after that? I mean, how your life obviously changed immediately.
Yeah. It's not the nicest thing to go through, which is the reason behind my camps and stuff. I had a really bad 12 months. Coming to terms with how I looked, coming to terms with how people now looked at me. And yeah, I just felt like I'd lost a lot of myself. It's hard, you know. I had depression, anxiety and PTSD through it all. And then I just decided I just wanted a better life, you know. I wanted a better life for myself. I started working out and stuff like that.
And that's what changed everything, is it? The working out?
Yeah, well, yeah, I got told, so after I had my leg off, a year later, I was clotted to both legs, so I had a bypass 12 months after I lost my leg. And then 12 months after that, I was told I had a blocked femoral artery to my stump, which I still have to this day, so even when I wear my leg today, I can only walk for about 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes maximum before I have to take my leg off and let blood get back into my stump.
Wow.
So I took exercise up as a way to push blood into my stump, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, and has that made a big difference for you then?
Yeah, doing exercise, definitely for my mental health, for the mental health side of things, and I started looking better, feeling better. But yeah, I think for your mental health side, I think exercise is massive.
Yeah. So tell us about this challenge then, this mountain climb, or three mountain climbs.
So it all started, obviously, I've got the camp in Tenerife, and the camp sort of like it focuses on building adults up, you know, building, getting the confidence back up. We've got PTs and nutritionists and all sorts at the camp. So the idea was, I wanted to do a children's one. So to do the children's one, I wanted to do it free for the children and the families. So I wanted to raise the money myself to pay for it, everything for them. So during Limb Loss Awareness Month, I decided that I was going to climb the three highest peaks, which was Tailbelling, Scarcell and Scarcell Pike, but I also jumped out of an aeroplane at 15,000 foot, and I walked 16 miles on one leg, all in, I think it was in 5 weeks.
Wow. How do you begin to do that? I mean, it must be incredibly difficult, and I mean, is it painful at all?
Yeah. I mean, if you have, I don't know if you've looked on my social media sites, but you can see on when I take my leg off, all my stump is white. It's like there's no blood in there. So that's the idea. It's for me, it's a mental battle. I think everything, you know, you can get through anything in life. You just got to get your head around it. Mm-hmm. You know, your body will pack in long before your mind does. So.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, and with these climbs and everything and these walks, as you said, you can only walk for about 15, 20 minutes and then you need to stop and take the leg off for a while. So, I mean, that adds a lot of time and things to what you're doing.
Definitely. So some people that come along don't mind it, though, because they get to rest quite a lot when they come with but, yeah, when we started, I started Elbelling, it was just me, my wife and another amputee, and then it's just picking up, and it's picked up through all these. So this Sunday we actually go and walk Snowdon, which is actually the biggest mountain in England and Wales. So it was my biggest one before this was Scarcell. So I'm going down on Sunday, There's a lot of us going down on Sunday. We're doing Snowdon. Then on the 31st, we do Penny Fan. And on the 14th of August, we finish with Ben Nevis.
Amazing. So
I've got a lot of walking coming up here.
Yeah. So can you do any specific training for this? Or, I mean, is it much difference when you're climbing a mountain as opposed to walking on flat? Like, for anybody, it's much harder, I assume.
Completely different. I've never done any. I've never, apart from my training in the gym, and that's basically weightlifting, because I don't do much cardio. But no, I just got on with it. My first one was El Belin. I just decided to drive up one day with my wife and someone else. And I've just stuck at that. It's worked every time I go. I think it's because I'm so strong in my head.
Yeah.
Like I say, I get every 15 minutes, I get like a 5 minute rest, which is, it's a bit annoying, you know, having to take my leg off all the time, but I still get up there, and it's about showing. There's a lot of other amputees that come with me that don't actually have to take the leg off. They can get up without taking the leg off. But, you know, it's good for them to see that I can still do it regardless of them problems. That's what it's about. You
yeah.
know? I've lost a limb, not my legs.
Yeah, I mean, seeing what you're doing and what you're going through and having to take your leg off all the time, I bet other people are thinking, gosh, they can't moan. They can't say, oh, I'm tired. Can we stop for a bit? Seeing what they've got, they're just thinking, no, I've got to keep going. If Ben can do it, we can do it.
We've got a good mixture as well. There's a lot of able-bodied people there, so I think a lot of them especially. But when it gets a bit hard, they're sort of looking at me and thinking, well, we can't really say it. We've just got to get tipped off, you know.
Exactly. Definitely.
But no, the thing is with the walks and the mountains, it doesn't matter who comes. We just get each other to the top, you know, you support each other. It's just about getting to the top of that. There's no better feeling for me than getting to the top of a mountain.
Yeah, wonderful. And hopefully you get a view as well when you're at the top.
Oh, the views are amazing. I went up to the Lake District, and I fell in love with them. You know, I fell in love with mountains. As soon as I get out of my town and the phones go off and no one can contact you, you can't go on your social media. it's just peaceful.
Yeah.
You know, it just feels so peaceful when you're up there.
Wonderful. And I love the idea of this amp camp that you have in Tenerife. It's a fantastic idea. How long have you been doing it for?
So, well, we organised it last year, and it was during the first lockdown. So it's been cancelled twice because of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Great timing.
I know, yeah. So, but I had my first one on the 15th of June to the 22nd, so basically I had six amputees. They fly out, they all flew out to Tenerife, and then we pick them up at the airport and take them to the villa. It's a 10 bedroom villa. We have a chef, there's a chef on site all the way through, so all the meals are included, but it's all fresh, healthy food. The idea is you get up in the morning, they've got to have a ginger shot, and then they have a different smoothie every day, then the meals are planned out. But we do do loads of different exercises, so it can be one day it could be beach meditation, then we take them exercise, the PT that comes to the villa, she trains them, then we might check them out on the jet skis or on a boat, then it's back to the villa for some more training. And the one that's just gone that week on the 15th, we had a woman come over from England, but she had a leg, she arrived in a wheelchair. She had a leg, but she was scared to put it on and leave the house. Now, when she turned up at the village, she was in a wheelchair. So she put the leg on in the morning, she was walking on crutches, and I took the crutches and hid them. and she was, I said, she wanted to get somewhere to walk, and I said, well, go over. And she's like, I can't walk. So I just held her hand, and we walked, and she picked her confidence up, and by the end of the week, she walked onto the aeroplane. And she's gone home now. It's like she goes home as well. She had three kids and a husband, so it's, when they come here, it's not just like their life were changing. They're going home to the kids again, and they're going home to the partners. She actually messaged me when she got back into England to say that she was at the park with the kids.
So
I've got another camp now in September, and the same lady, she's booked straight back on to come in September.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, what we do for them in 7 days, you know, I've been an amputee, and there's nothing like what we do. I mean, if you've got to go see a therapist or you've got to go see that, There's a waiting list. It can take you 6 or 7 months. And I think the actual being round other amputees is what makes it so special.
Yeah.
Everybody there knows what you're going through.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, I mean, when you're going through something like this, even though you know that lots of other people are going through it, it must be easy to feel lonely. But when you're around other people who are going through the same thing, it must make all the difference in the world to be able to chat to people who know what it's like.
Massively. It's a support network. Like they've all gone home, they're all in a WhatsApp group, these six, and they're helping each other when they come back home.
Yeah.
But there's a couple there as well, because it's not just the amputees, it's not just for amputees. So, like, when I lost my leg, my wife struggled, because I just found it hard to talk to her about things. So I wanted to include wives and partners. So if anyone wanted to come and you know, the wife can come with them, they get exactly the same treatment as the amputees, they get everything that's included, but they get to see the partner push on, and you know, it's really nice watching it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I bet. Well, if people want more information, Amp Camp is online, all the details are online, they can find it there. Ben Lovell, thanks so much for joining us. Keep doing what you're doing, best of luck with it all, and you're an inspiration.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much, Ben. Take care.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. Bye.